The UN Observers Advance Team has arrived in Damascus, and they are busy setting up their headquarters this morning. They are also reaching out to the Syrian authorities to discuss the modalities of their operation. There are six of them, including the team leader, who is a colonel from Morocco, Ahmed Hemish.
What else can you tell me about this advance team?
What else would you like to know?
Well, you say there's six people on it. What is their area of expertise, and where are they from?
DPKO. I will not go into nationalities. I only gave you the nationality of the team leader. I will not go into nationalities of the rest of the team. And their expertise is that they come from peacekeeping operations. They will be observers, unarmed observers. When we decide and when they decide where they will deploy, that's what they will do. They will observe the ceasefire and other elements of the six-point plan.
What is the next move now? I understand that the team is to be expanded at some point.
What we expect to happen is that the Security Council will meet this week, towards the end of the week, after they receive a report from the Secretary General, and they will discuss the deployment of the full observer mission. That is numbers up to 250. The SG is expected to submit his report to the Council by Thursday, the 18th. So we expect the Council to take this up on Thursday or Friday and adopt a resolution as soon as possible authorizing the deployment of the full mission.
What is the status of the ceasefire right now?
Shaky, fragile. But we hope that the presence of UN observers will calm the situation.
The Security Council met on Saturday, of course, to authorize the monitors. And some of the members expressed concern that there was still violence going on in Syria despite the ceasefire. What is Mr. Annan's response to that?
The Joint Special Envoy and the Secretary General have both called on all parties in this conflict to exercise restraint. And we will continue to do so until the guns fall silent.